This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer Report on Organization versus Passion, Iowa to Clinton, Hampshire to Sanders. I favor both teams heading for the Super Bowl, but I don't bet on sports. I've been all over Nevada, visited Reno and Vegas scores of times, but I've spent my money on cheap breakfasts while there, figuring my odds on winning were the same as they would be if I just threw my money into the street. The biggest difference then would be that the cash I'd be losing might go to someone who needs it rather than lying in the pockets of some mega rich and probably Republican casino mogul. But handicapping political races is almost a citizen's obligation in the U.S., so eventually we have to calculate the odds and pick some winners. I'm calling Iowa for Hillary Clinton and perhaps sentimentally New Hampshire for Bernie Sanders. Unquestionably, Hillary Clinton is in trouble. Despite the churning in the Republican list, I can't even describe fully how worried I am about the general election. The negatives, the distrust, the sound of calculating, grinding machinery, more than a sizzle of soaring hope and promise, are worrisome even against an unknown. I'm not hearing voters demanding experience and seasoning, and that's what Hillary offers in spades, at least at this point. Bernie Sanders has invigorated his underdog status with as much bite as bark. He's undoubtedly pushed Clinton more to the left and fully into President Obama's arms. He has not shied from socialism and has legitimized progressives. He's held his own in the money race while eschewing super PACs and embracing small donors. As opposed to Ted Cruz, Ben Carson, Donald Trump, and a host of wannabes on the other side, he would actually be a great president. But then there's Iowa. Election after election on each four-year cycle, we've been there and done that with Acorn beginning in 1980. Passion might enliven the base, but stone-cold organization is what puts bottoms in the chairs and welds the discipline to the numbers to deliver delegates at the end of the night. The level of pure chaos in an Iowa caucus event is amazing. We've seen times where Acorn organizers were asked to do the count in frenzied rooms where there was no way to determine the real numbers and where no one was asked where they were from or who they were. We've walked into caucuses where we delivered huge numbers and been hornswoggled at the end of the night with nothing hours later. We've also walked in with almost nothing and come out with a handful of delegates. There are other issues proposed, resolutions on all manner of things. Organization matters a lot. Even if Sanders and Clinton are neck and neck with great managers and huge campaigns, the campaign that is the best organized is going to win there. Clinton gets Iowa. Sanders will do well, though, and I think will do well enough to go back to New Hampshire in his own Vermont backyard and win. Likely a last hurrah before heading south, but it's something, and we might be able to make something out of it in the future if we can survive the year. This is Wade Rathke for questions or comments. www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.